Throughout November, eligible voters will be asked to choose between the current system of first past the post or one based on proportional representation. But what is first past the post? In this system, voters choose one candidate in their riding. The candidate who receives the highest number of votes wins the riding, and the party who wins the greatest number of ridings forms the government. To learn more about First Past the Post and the proportional representation systems, go to uvotebc.ca. If you haven't received your ballot, go to elections.bc.ca to find out how.
Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia campus. And wherever you're listening from, I hope you're having a lovely day. I'm so thankful that it's beautiful here in Vancouver. And one of the things, so today I'm going to play a meditation. I played this back in like April of last year, I believe. And at the time it was a live recording, and it's a meditation about accepting what is. So before I play that, I'd kind of like to talk a little bit about acceptance, because sometimes some really awful things can happen in the world and people say, well, isn't accepting it meaning like that you're okay with it or that you're condoning it? And no, it doesn't, because sometimes there's things that we have to accept that are never going to change. Or sometimes there's things that if we're going to have the power to change it, the first thing we have to do is accept that this is the current reality. This is currently what's happening. And the way that we're able to problem solve and move beyond it is by accepting where we're at, because the opposite of acceptance is what? Probably denial, right? And the more that we deny our feelings and repress our feelings, the harder it is to live a full life. Whether that's denial of our pain or denial of some of the thoughts that we might have in our head. I know that with like all the law of attraction stuff in the early days of synchronicity, I used to have a lot of trouble with having negative thoughts and thinking, oh, well, if I have negative thoughts, then I'm going to attract negativity into my life. And so I would try to distract myself from those thoughts or avoid them or find a way to change the thoughts, when really accepting and noticing that the thoughts are there and noticing that that's all they are is thoughts, even if they're true thoughts, even if part of it is true and can be seen in our experience and our reality, it doesn't mean that we have to attach ourselves to those thoughts. So and that's one of the reasons that I wanted to play this meditation today. And also on my way here, I was kind of thinking about how I'm so thankful that there's beautiful weather right now. And it brought up, because I've recently gone through something that is incredibly traumatic, and I will probably talk about it on the show at some point, but I'm not going to get into the details right now. But one of the things that's been helping me to cope is finding those little things that we can appreciate. Because even when horrible things happen, and that's not to discount the pain, not a way of avoiding it, because sometimes pain will happen and then we'll think, oh, well, at least it wasn't this, or it could have been worse. And then we kind of minimize our feelings by saying, oh, well, it could have always been worse. I'm not talking about that kind of appreciation and that kind of acceptance. I'm talking about feeling the pain, but not getting caught up in it, and still seeing the little things in our lives that we can be thankful for. Not only focusing on what we're thankful for all the time, because that's a type of avoidance, but in those moments, focusing, well, you know, today it's so beautiful and sunny here that I'm really thankful, because it actually would make me feel guilty if I spent the whole day in bed and didn't get up and make myself go out for a walk. Or, you know, had this happened in my life 15 years ago, I wouldn't have had the insight, or I wouldn't have had the support system that I have now. So I'm, even though I'm really devastated by this situation that's occurred, at the same time, I can also be so thankful that I'm in a position today where I have the skills to cope with it, where I have the support system. I'm so thankful that I just started this new job in mental health 3 months ago. I'm so thankful that this didn't happen then, because it would have been that much harder. So little things like that. And I know it always helps us to have things that we're grateful for, no matter what's going on in our lives, even when things are really good. And I think sometimes when things are really good, we get into a habit of just kind of taking it for granted. It's really easy to take those things for granted. So if you're listening to this and you're kind of resonating with it at all, I would encourage you to take a moment to appreciate the little things or big things in your life that you're thankful for. And another thing that I've learned over the years is that when we practice gratitude, I started out practicing gratitude by just writing out this list. And if you've been following this show and following me on Facebook for any period of time, you'll know that I went through like 365 days of gratitude, where every single day I posted on Facebook that I was grateful for something. And there was benefit to that, but I noticed for the most part that it actually just felt like a lot of work and it felt very shallow. And I've since learned through, thankfully, the support of my therapist and other resources that really to get the most bang for your buck out of gratitude, it's not to just say, oh, I'm thankful that I have a roof over my head and da-da-da-da, all the things that we should be thankful for, but to really sit with that feeling for a moment and just feel like whatever it is, we'll use the thankful to have a roof over my head and just diving in and soaking into that feeling of, wow, I have a place to live where I feel safe. And at night I go to bed and I have this warm bed to lie in where I can cover myself up in the covers and I'm safe. And I know that a lot of people in the world, they don't have that. They don't have a warm place to sleep at night. They don't have a place where they can keep their belongings and know that, you know, it's relatively safe and nobody's going to touch their stuff or whatever it means. I'm so thankful that I have a place where I have a kitchen, where I have access to being able to refrigerate my food and then taking a moment to like indulge in feeling the convenience of that. How we can just turn on our water and there's hot water when assuming that the hot water heater is working and we don't have to walk for 8 hours to a well or to a stream to gather water for ourselves. So just taking a moment to really feel into the things that we're grateful for and to just appreciate those little things in life, it really helps. And so I think I've got to find some things. Before we play the meditation, I'm going to play a few public service announcements, but I really appreciate that you have been here listening to this show, whether it's just in this moment, you only just tuned in for the moment, or if you've been listening for the last decade of shows. I really appreciate that you're showing up and connecting your energy to mine. And the more of us who listen and the more of us who connect, the better. You can feel free to follow me on Twitter, where my name is Marie Bernard, or you can go to my website, mariebernard.com. Bernard is spelled B-E-N-A-R-D. It's not Bernard, it's Bernard. And yeah, you feel free to find me on Facebook and connect with me there because I just feel like there's so much that we can all be doing in the world. And when we're able to connect each other, it's really beneficial. So yeah, and if you go to mariebernard.com, you can also sign up for my mailing list, which is super sporadic, but I do send out emails if you're interested in that. So yeah, I'll just play an ad and then we'll jump right into the meditation. Okay, sending you lots and lots of love for a wonderful day and a wonderful week. Be well. Namaste.
Strength.
Dignity.
Respect.
Beauty.
Self-worth.
Safety.
Confidence.
Choice.
Hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
This is the first day of
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Up next is Parts Unknown with DJ Chris Arific on CITR.
This holiday season, you're invited to the first annual presentation of The Minties, Mint Records Award Show and Mandatory Holiday Function. On Saturday, December 1st, dust off your cummerbund and diamonds and point your limo in the direction of the opulent ballroom of the Astoria Hotel at 769 East Hastings. The night will be a non-stop display of glitz and glamour, hosted by the legendary Ben Lai. You'll be rubbing elbows and watching sets from the biggest stars of Team Mint, including Dumb, Woolworm, Faith Healer, Liay, Needles and Pins, Energy Slime, Calarissa, and special guests, Necking. Tickets are on sale now at Red Cat Records and Neptune Records. Ta-ta!
Today's meditation is to feel okay and at peace with what is. If you're in a place that's safe to do so, you may gently close your eyes or keep them open and gently place them at a point in front of you. As we breathe in, notice your belly rising and falling. Focusing gently, noticing the breath. Feel the sensation of the air entering your lungs. And the expansion of your diaphragm. Just breathing normally. Noticing the in-breath and letting it go on the out-breath. Now as we breathe into our center, into that belly-raising breath, feel the sense of yourself and the energy in your body gently expanding outward. And as you exhale, allow the energy to contract and come back into your body, into your center. Expanding the energy on the in-breath. As we breathe in to the center of our chest, breathing into the heart area, breathing love, peace, and stillness into the heart. As you exhale, let go of any tension or negativity. If it helps, you can envision a sparkling, glowing light as you breathe into your heart. And on the exhale, gray smoke, releasing any negativity. The intention of this meditation is acceptance. Acceptance of what is. We come to this time with an attitude of non-judgment. As we breathe, we notice what comes up. As you're breathing in and out, noticing your belly rise and fall. You may have thoughts. You may have judgments. You may have judgments about yourself or this meditation practice. Whether you're doing it right, sensations in your body, if you feel any pain or discomfort in your body, just notice it. If it feels good, you can breathe into that space, into that tension. And as you exhale, just let go. Notice if it dissipated or moved, changed in any way. Just gently notice the thoughts that come up with whatever happens. Whatever feeling, just notice that it's there. And then gently return your attention to your breath. And the rise and fall of your stomach. We come to this practice with an attitude of non-judgment. And with patience, patience for ourselves. Whatever comes up, notice. Notice if you have the urge to look around the room. Or to check your cell phone. Notice the sensations in your body. And notice if any impatience or irritation arises. And just breathe. And be okay that it's there. Breathe in. to that impatience or that discomfort. And then let it go on the out-breath. It's okay that it's there. And bring your mind again back to your breath, lovingly. That of an angel, a fairy godmother, wherever that sense of love comes from, just feel it. And allow it to fill up your whole body as you breathe in. Feel it emanating from your heart. And like cream in a cup of coffee, notice how it swirls and expands. From your heart, filling your chest and your abdomen, swirling and whirling, loving energy, breathing it in, then allow it to go down your legs, swirling, mixing into your muscles, your arteries, your bones, down your thighs, down your calves, feel it entering your toes, if you need to wiggle your toes to feel that love, down in the bottom of your tippy toes. And then breathing more love in, with feeling it expand out into your arms, your shoulders, your neck, breathing love into any areas of tension you may feel. Into your upper arms and your biceps and your triceps, and into your forearms. Feel it in your wrists, and then through your hands into the tips of your fingers. You can wiggle your fingers if it feels good. Just feel that energy at the tips of your fingers. Almost like you can paint with it in the sky. Like when you put a stick in the campfire and you write your name with it in the dark. See that loving energy. And breathing in. When we come to this practice today with a non-judgmental attitude and with patience and with the beginner's mind, breathing in with a beginner's mind, as the Zen master says, if your cup is full, nothing more can be added. So today we breathe and on the exhale, empty your cup. We empty all previous judgments, ideas, assumptions about the world, about meditation, and just let that go on the exhale. So that our hearts and minds can be an empty vessel. To be filled with what we need right now in this moment. And when we have an empty vessel, we let go of angling, strategizing, manipulating circumstances. We just let that go. And then noticing, gently noticing what comes up. Is there a thought? An emotion? A sensation in the body? Just noticing and bringing our attention back to the rise and the fall of our bellies. And when we are in the moment now, just right now, this moment, we're able to trust. Trust in yourself, in the feelings that come up. Notice them. We don't need to cling to them. Just notice. Notice the sensation or the thought and continue to focus on the rise and fall of your breath. Patience and that trust. We come to this practice into our lives with an attitude of non-striving. The intention of today's meditation is to be okay with what is. But in being okay with what is, we don't strive to be okay. Right now, and all through today, all through this week, We remember. That all we truly have is this moment. This breath in and this breath out. Notice any tension, any urge to cling to this moment. Planning for the future, regretting the past, or even relishing in a pleasant memory. Or a pleasant thought. Right now, we are here, breathing in and out. And in our non-striving, we have complete acceptance. And patience. Just noticing what comes up. Noticing any pain or irritation, any fear, worry, frustration, I'm not doing it right. That's okay. Just accepting whatever our current experience. Breathing into it. And then letting it go. Bringing our attention back to the rise and fall of our breath in our body. Breathing in and letting it go. we're going to anchor our bodies as a reminder to hold these attitudes and to practice these attitudes today and for the rest of the week. Thumb and our pointer finger together, pressing them together gently. And then we'll breathe deeply into our hearts, breathing in the love and the gentle acceptance of what is in each moment. Now stepping gently out of the present moment, focusing, envisioning our future self. Feel the posture, shoulders down, back relaxed. Feel the calm energy. Like the stillness of the deep depths of the ocean. Even when there's a storm on the surface. And as you feel and embody that sensation, press your finger and your thumb together and anchor that into your body. And let it go. And relax. Not striving or pushing, just being that new version of ourselves, the calm and expansive depths of the ocean. Loving, accepting, no matter what emotions come up on the surface of our minds and our bodies, no matter what's going on in the world around us, just remembering that we are that deep, deep ocean. And we can press our thumb and forefinger together and remember that state. And right now we're practicing that state with each breath. Watching the breath go in and out of our body, just being with it, and just noticing whatever thoughts or emotions come up on that choppy surface of our ocean. and going deeper and deeper to the depths of our center. Of our patient and accepting center. And if you've had any thoughts or emotions coming up, just noticing and bringing our attention back to the breath. In a moment, we'll bring our attention back to the day, to the tasks ahead, to our thinking mind, but before we do, we remember the intention for today and for this week. We want to embody from that deep place inside of us, the calm depths of the ocean inside. That place where there's no judgment, where we notice what comes up. We even notice our judgments and accept and let them go. embody patience and look at the world with the beginner's mind. Our cup is empty, and new information is processed in this present moment. We let go of past assumptions and ideas, and we trust in ourself, and we trust in the feelings that we have, and we come back to the present moment and that depths. Our acceptance of what comes and goes. Understanding that everything in life is impermanent. Pain, pleasure, sadness, happiness. And letting go of clinging to those pleasant moments. And we take one more long, deep breath. And then whenever you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. And continue your day in this present moment.
Up next is Parts Unknown with DJ Chris Arific on CITR.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Are you considering a master's degree? Launch your career with a master's in digital media. It's co-offered by UBC, SFU, Emily Carr, and BCIT. And you get to work with the industry to learn essential collaboration, leadership, and teamwork skills while building digital media products. Learn more about this at an online webinar on December 6th. For more information, visit thecdm.ca. That is thecdm.ca. Hundreds of transgender and gender non-conforming people, especially trans women,